Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, this is me. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Am I pronouncing this correct? Jock?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Jock. Okay, sounds good. Jock, my name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors here for the company. I know you're having a good conversation with Tara. She did mention a couple things. Congrats on the baby here in the background.
thank you.
And then, with that being said, she did mention that you you are using a couple services, or I think Angie or Home Advisor to get new leads, right?
Correct. Yes.
Got it. Okay. And I see you have your own website as well. One of the questions I wanted to ask you is, have you ever thought about having your company on Google or having it optimized so that way you're coming up as a top recommended option? Have you looked into
Definitely.
That before?
Yeah, I was trying to get that figured out, actually, currently.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I see you have a Google Business Profile, which is awesome. That's a good start. And the thing that we encourage the most is for you to really get the programming done, right? So I think Tara asked you this, but if you're doing a search for roofing in the area, you got Brunswick Roofing Company, Platinum Roofing, JCB Roofing Company, professional roofing systems and so forth, right? So there's a couple of companies out there, but to be honest with you, you can definitely outrank a lot of these companies. You got one that just has only one review, and they've been in business for 7 years. It's called Brothers All Types Roofing, I believe. Anyhow, and you got more reviews already. You're not even being optimized, which is a head start, right? So I wanted to ask you a few questions here. Do you have a license for the business, and is the business insured?
Of course. Both.
Okay. Awesome. So with that being said, I did want to ask you some other questions here. So, I mean, what's the most important thing to you when it comes to getting your company, you know, is it leads? Is it more certain types of jobs, residential, commercial? Like for this new year, what do you really want to focus on?
Probably just the growth and,
growth?
Like you said, the lead aspect, of course, calling in and, just knowing Coastal Roofing in the area for sure.
Got it. Okay. That's really good. I'm glad that you're doing well for what you got going on. I see that you have a Facebook listing, which is really good. I see that you have an Instagram listing as well, and, you have a Google listing. I think you also have Nextdoor or something like that, right? Nextdoor?
Indeed. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so it looks like you got your marketing in different places, which is good. But, here's the thing, right? Being optimized and having your presence online when it comes to people looking for roofing jobs in the area, whether you're doing it in a, shorter radius or maybe a 50-mile radius, that's what we're going to be able to do. So anytime anyone's looking for roofing, installation, repairs, we'll make sure that you're coming up on that first page without a doubt, right? And how are we going to do that? We do what's called a NAPW. We have a name, address, phone number, website cleanup to make sure that all of your information is 100% consistent across the board. So we'll make sure that your listing's on Yelp. We'll create one if you don't have one. We'll put you on Bing. We'll put you on other platforms like Alexa, Google Home. All these different platforms will help your ranking to come up as a top recommended option in your own city and the surrounding cities as well. Now, if you are licensed and insured, the best thing I could recommend for you is, have you ever heard of Google Verified by chance, Google Guaranteed?
I have not.
You have not. Okay, gotcha. So Google Verified is the newest program that Google came up with, and the reason they came up with this program is because they saw companies like Porch House. I think Nextdoor is one of them, I think, and then Angie. And what these guys do is they're selling leads. So Google said, hey, if these guys are selling leads using my platform, why don't I sell leads myself? And that's how this Google Verified program came into play, right? So they do require a couple things. They do require that you have your license and insurance, which you just said you do. And then they do a background check to make sure there's nothing crazy going on in the background within the past 7 years. What I mean by crazy, meaning like, arson, armed robberies, murder, stuff like that. Do you have any of that by chance?
No shot.
No. Okay. I have to ask. It's a silly question, but you know what I mean? It's a requirement for us. We're Google partners, so we got to make sure that if we, you know, are able to sell their products, we got to, if you go through the Google Verify process, we do ask those things. That way, you know, you're able to qualify. They do have an application, and then we submit that application. They do all these things to make sure that you're, you know, a top recommended option. And not only that, but Google will vouch up to $2,000 in insurance for your business, which is that's huge right there. So for your company, they're looking for a $250,000 in general liability. Do you have that minimum at least?
Of course, that'll
okay,
be over
awesome.
A million.
Oh, perfect. Okay, that's good. Yeah, the minimum they need is $250,000, which over a million, you're perfectly fine. So basically, that's a pay-per-lead service, and it's pretty surprising because a lead in your area is actually very, very cost-effective. It's actually $44 a lead. So whether it's installation, and we're going to target certain keywords. So if you're focusing more on installations, I know you're doing a multitude of services, but what the goal here is to make sure you're getting the jobs that you actually want. Versus the jobs that, you know, it's like, hey, if they're doing something small, or even if you want the small jobs, you can also get those. So if it's replacement, inspections, if you're doing gutters, emergency tarping, you're also doing insurance as well, right? Like for insurance claims?
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So we'll be able to get you for all those different types of services that you offer. So with that being said, that would be the best option you would have. Since you have a website, since you have a Google Business Profile, I'll completely waive your setup fee. Since you already did this, that's your head of the ball game. Now, the only thing we would have to do is get the application for Google Verified. Once you are approved, then you can start taking on those leads. And it's, once again, the leads have to be qualified. If they are not qualified, or they call you for something that you don't do, or they're calling you for a landscaper, and you're like, wait a minute, I'm a roofer, you know, you're not going to get charged for that lead. And everything's 100% tracked and recorded. So all the calls that you get will be tracked. You're going to have a tracking number where you're going to listen to the call to see if it's quality as well. Google will listen to them. We'll make sure that you get credited back if they're not quality leads, right? So for that program, what we would do is we would do five major things. So we would manage your leads on Google, which is your Google Verified. It's called Guaranteed, Google Guaranteed, that's what it is. We would manage your Google Business Profile, so you're coming up at the top of the first page on Google in the map section. We would run Facebook retargeting ads. Have you ever ran targeting Facebook ads for your business by chance?
Not for this one.
No? Okay. So have you ever done a search on like Google or Amazon and then whatever you were looking at pops up on your Facebook feed?
Definitely.
Right, yeah. So it's kind of scary, right? You're like, they're probably listening to what I'm saying. So that's what retargeting ads do. So whatever people, like they're looking for a roofer, repair, or whatever the case may be on Google or any other platform, it's going to retarget an ad to come for your business to come up on their Facebook feed. So, you know, if they forgot about it, they looked a bit for it earlier, and then boom, it comes up on their Facebook feed once they log into Facebook. So the more that your company shows up, the better opportunities you're going to get. To showcase your business on there as well. And then we'll put you on Yelp, which is another, you know, platform, and then that's tied in with Apple Maps. So we get you programmed into Apple Maps. I mentioned Bing, which is another search engine, and then Amazon Alexa, and then, you know, Google Home. So as you mentioned, what you want to really do for your business this new year, you mentioned that you want to get all over the Internet and have your company come up as a top recommended option. And this is exactly how you would be able to do that. So this would put you at the very, very, very top of that first page in the sponsored section and then also in the map section. So you're pretty much, you know, kind of dominating that space, you know, if you were to go with the Google Verify program. So as far as cost, better yet, do you know the company Pyramid Roofing Company? Do you know them by chance? Or DBM Roofing?
No. I know Pyramid. I don't know about
okay.
the other one.
Got it. There's another one called Alpha Roofing Services and MLW Roofing SSI. Well, anyhow, these guys are using Google Verified, and they're having really good success using the Google Verified. The reason why is I just went into Google's back office and just kind of checked out the companies that are using that platform. So here's how the pricing is. It's $250 for the application that it incurs, like, the background check, your licensing check, all that good stuff. That's for the Google Verified. And then it's $299. So your first initial investment, you're talking about $549 to start, and then it's the $299 plus once you get approved for your leads, then you would start getting charged for those leads, right? So once again, I think it's I mentioned it was $44 per qualified lead for roofing in your area, which is not bad. I just signed some of it in California yesterday, and it was $150 for a lead. But California is just ridiculous. I don't know. Yeah, you know, so ridiculous. So, but yeah, 44 compared to 150, it's definitely a fraction of the cost. But that way you're ranking on Google as the top recommended option in the map section, and then you're also coming up as the sponsored section all the way at the very top, just along the side with Pyramid Roofing. And the other company was DBM Roofing and then MLW Roofing, I believe. So that would get you those calls directly. And, you know, that definitely gets the traction that you would need, you know, to kind of kick off the year and get those jobs that people are really looking for, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, the $549 and $299 every month after that, once again, you're really – securing that first page completely, and you'd be able to dominate that section for sure.
Do I have to do this right now? Like, do I have to, like, of course, like, get everything going right now, or do I have any kind of time at all?
Well, so the way that we work, right? So we're a Google partner. Matter of fact, are you able to receive text messages on this phone by chance?
Of course.
Oh, okay, awesome. That's really cool. So, with that being said, I want to just show you a couple things, right? And our job as Google partners, so we're Google partners. We've been in business for 20 years. Google has companies like ours that help small to medium-sized businesses get Google products or get, you know, ranking on Google. And then they'll contact big companies like Coca-Cola, Samsung, Sony, and so forth, right? Because they're spending millions of dollars on advertising. So our goal is to find one company that has no negative reviews and that is willing to take on more business to really program in, get them programmed on that first page and offer the lead service that they have to offer, which is the Google Verified, right? So we are calling in an area. We want to find one business, and, you know, we definitely want to make sure you're able to take on those jobs and you obviously see value in that service. So I sent you a message with our partnership badge as well, and then one of the things I also wanted to share with you is how your listing would look once you're Google Verified. This is just the company Pyramid Roofing, but I'll share a link, and that's how your business would show up on the sponsored section, which is the Google Guaranteed section, which is the lead section. And then if you open those two links, the first one will take you to Google's website. It'll have our company name, Local Splash, as a partner. And then the second link I sent you would be how your listing would look if you were to sign up for that Google Verified program. It'll just say you passed a background check and has your insurance and all that. So that would be the badge of authenticity for Google Verified. But as far as the cost, as far as, like, you know, being on Google, is that something that you feel would be a benefit for your business?
Yes.
You think would bring you more business?
Yeah, I can definitely do that.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, so here's what I would need. I would just need a few minutes of your time. Here's what we do, right? Two things. We take basic notes of the business to make sure that, you know, we have an onboarding call, and that could be tomorrow. I know you have your baby with you. What we can do is we can jot down information, secure the listing, and then you can always have an onboarding call tomorrow when you have time. So that way you could secure the listing, and that way you are obviously the company we program. And tomorrow we have an open schedule where you can have a conversation with the technician to go over everything that we just entered. The reason why we entered this information is because we want to make sure you're coming up for the right keywords. And we're not going to second guess, right? We're really going to make sure that you get the best results from this at the end of the day. You know, we don't want to just kind of Mickey Mouse things. We really want to make sure you're getting the best results, right? So, okay, so I just need about 10 minutes of your time. How do you spell your first name? Tara just put J-O-C. I don't think that's correct, or is that correct?
That's just my nickname, like what I go by. Do you need my actual name?
Yeah, I could put here an account like, they could call you Jock, but what's your first name, like your full name?
Jarquez, that's J-A-R-Q-U. Easy.
Easy? Gotcha. Yes. Okay, so J-A-R-Q-U-E-Z. Okay, sounds good. And then for account purposes, what's your last name? We're not going to place that on Google, right? We just want to...
No, you're fine. Yeah, Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R.
All right, gotcha. And then, so I looked at your website. Do you mind me making a few suggestions, or do you, are you, like, very... kind of okay, cool.
Nope.
Okay.
I ain't like that.
Right. Okay, cool. I just want to make sure, because I've been here for 7 years and I make suggestions. Sometimes the clients, they really get upset about making, it's like, hey, I'm just trying to help you out because I see things that customers see that I've been seeing for a long time that can work for your business. But one of the things I do notice on your Google Business profile that we're going to be able to do, and then also on your website, correct me if I'm wrong, but you just got your Google Business profile started not too long ago. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, because you don't have a lot of pictures on there. But I'm assuming you might have some pictures of before and after work you've done or projects you've completed.
Definitely.
Okay, so what we're going to do for you is we're going to put pictures on your Google Business profile and other platforms. As far as your website, I don't know who created the website for you, but that's something that if you have a gallery section, that would definitely help out a lot. But for the meantime, we'll put it into your once you have your onboarding call with our technician, they'll send you a link. You could send them pictures, and then they'll plug in those pictures into your Google Business profile. That way, people are very visual. They love to see the before and after pictures, and once they see the quality work you do, because I see them, the work you do on Facebook. You see what I mean? And all those pictures you have on Facebook, you can also have them on your Google Business profile. So just a suggestion, right? And then another suggestion that I always give to my clients, but you're already on the ball, you put that you're open 24 hours, which is cool. I mean, people are not going to call you at 2 in the morning for a roof, right? But it's good to have your options of open. That way you have the most, the more success when people call you. So just wanted to throw that out there. And then, so I see you have here, as far as your hours, you have Sunday closed. Is that... Do you want us to change that so you can take some calls on Sunday, or do you want to just have that date?
Yeah, no, you can change that.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure, because what a lot of people do, how they're off on the weekend, so that's when they start making phone calls or whatever, right, after talking to the wife and stuff. So if you have Sunday closed and then your competitor's open, they're going to call your competitor versus you. You see what I mean? So that's another opportunity that you might be missing. Just want to throw it out there. So we could change that to be 24 hours all week, so that way you get the maximum results. Okay, cool. And then, so are you doing commercial jobs as well, or are you only doing residential?
Commercial also.
Okay, cool. That's really good. And then I see here, as far as your Google Business profile, you don't have an address, which is good. You don't have to showcase your address because you're a home service, meaning you go out to the client. But what's a good address just in case Google needs to verify where to send the information for the Google Verify? 398?
Yep. Freedom Trail.
Freedom Trail. Gotcha, Brunswick.
You got it.
I think there's a Brunswick, Ohio as well, I believe.
There is, if I'm not
mistaken.
There is,
okay. Yep, I think so too. All right, and then so I looked at your website too, and then as far as your contact information, I see here that you have no email jotted down, but what's a good email for the business?
That's going to be jock@coastalroofingga.com.
Coastalroofingga.com. Okay. All right, cool. And it's just J-O-C, right, Jock? Just the way that you kind of pronounce it? Right. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Sounds good. All right. So then a few other questions here just to kind of to give the technician some ideas of how you're going to be listed for keywords and such. What are, What are some, are the things that you want to really be found for, are they all on your website, or is there anything that's really missing from the services you offer on your website? Like, for example, your website, you have like, you know, here's the services. I'll kind of read them to you. Roofing inspections, repairs, replacements, gutters, emergency taping, and insurance documentation.
Yep, that's
about it?
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I just want to make sure we put that as keywords. And then are you open to have the technician give you keywords that are being searched in your area that are popular that might be services, you know, that come up? Is that, would you be okay with them suggesting stuff? Okay,
sure.
Cool. All right, that's really good. Okay. And then now just a few questions here. As far as like your insurance and your licensing, you mentioned that you have that in place, right?
Correct.
Okay, got it. I don't need that. I'm just like verifying that you do have that. And for the application for the Google Verify, they are going to ask if you're a U.S. citizen or resident. Are you that? Are you a citizen by chance?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, they just want to make sure you're legally working here, right? So, all right, cool.
Sure.
And then, all right. And then, so another question that I have for you is that logo that you have on your website, the logo that you wanted, like that you have for the business, like the Coastal Roofing, the little house with the, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. All right. And then, let's see. So what time works for you for a client onboarding call tomorrow? Are you limited on time? Do you have an open schedule? Like what really, you know, what time do you feel would be best for our technician to call
open.
You? Pretty
open.
Open
tomorrow.
Okay. So that call is not going to take very long. Once again, it's about 30 to 45 minutes. That's just to really get, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's. I'm putting everything here as far as notes. And then I put hours of operation, you know, the keywords that you want to be found for. And then I wanted to ask you, how far are you willing to travel for clients? Like, you know, are you willing to travel? Do you have like a radius, maybe 50-mile radius to start? Or do you,
yeah, that's, I think an hour is about that, 50 to 60.
Okay, so you're going to do about an hour radius. Okay, we'll put that here, an hour radius. That's about 50 to 60 miles, depending on how traffic is. Okay, 50 to 60 miles. Okay, so I got that. And then got your Google Business Profile. All right. So as far as the profile, we pretty much have some of the, you know, the stuff to go off of. Now, the onboarding call is when, you know, you go over everything with the technician to make sure we get you programmed in the right way. So I have availability tomorrow. Let's see. I'm looking at the calendar right now. Okay. So, I have availability from very limited. It's we've been so busy, it's insane. It'll be from 5:30 to 6 or 6:30. What works best for you? That's an afternoon or the evening. Sorry.
Yeah. You
said 5:30.
Sure.
5:30. Okay, sounds good. So I got you there for 5:30. Okay. Now, I pretty much got everything here for the most part. All we would have to do is secure the listing. Now, we would also read what's called the voice verification. That's just to make sure that you understand, like, what we're going to be doing for you. You're also going to receive your terms and conditions, your invoice. So I don't know if you knew this, but anything you do for marketing, you can request a tax write-off for, right? So just kind of want to throw it out there. But as far as securing the listing, I don't know what you want to use, a Visa, MasterCard, American Express to secure the listing.
That's what I was asking. Do we have to do that today, or is that something I can do tomorrow?
Yeah, so in order for me to close the category and get your onboarding call and send out the application through Google, we do have to secure the listing. Are you able to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. How much is that?
So to start, it's $549, and then it's going to be $299 every month after that. So That's the first payment. Once you get approved for the leads, that you're going to get charged for those leads that you take on. So yeah, that's the first payment for today.
All right. If it's possible, I can do that tomorrow, but I can't do it today.
That'd gotcha. Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Question for you. As far as leads, because you got two options, okay? The Google Verified for the leads, you can always do that at any given moment. So I don't know if you're ready to take on or want to take on leads now, or you just want to have your programming on Google by itself. What do you feel would be a good fit for your business to start?
I need both. What's the price difference?
Okay, so the price difference is if you do the Google placement, which is the map section, that's the listing that we're trying to actively fill today. That's $299, okay? The application fee for the Google Verified, that's $250. That's a one-time application fee. So that's why the first payment is $549 because it's divided into two. The $250 is for the application for the Google Verified for the leads, and then the Google Guaranteed, or excuse me, the Google Placement is $299. Right. So if you want to do, you can do the $299 and you can always do the $249 or the $250, excuse me. You can do that tomorrow, next week, or, you know, anytime down the road. Right. So those are the options you would have. That just to make things more cost effective. And if you need to move money by tomorrow, I can always include that application fee for the Google Verified. Right. You know what I mean? Just to get your foot in the door.
Yeah. Let's just go ahead and do the placement. For today.
Okay, we could do the placement, and then tomorrow or whenever you're ready. So once again, the placement is the map section to get you programmed for you to come up as a top recommended option. The other one is the sponsor section. That's the ads that are – or not the ads. I want to be clear. They're pay-per-lead. It's not a pay-per-click. So that's the very top for you to get leads just like the Pyramid Roofing Company. So that – you can sign up for that at any given moment. So I just want to be clear on that. For the Google Verified, that you can do that at any time. You can always upgrade because you do have a license and insurance. You don't have a clean background. And then you don't have any felonies or crazy stuff on, you know, that can hinder you from doing it. But the placement would be more cost effective. And then you can always tack on the $250 for the application for the Google Verified. You want to go that route?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So we'll do that route. Okay, so to secure the $299, so I'll put it here as $299, and give me one second. I'm just going to modify this. So I'll take off the this for you, so that way the application fee. I don't want to tag it on there, so that I'll give you that $299 cost only for today, and then whenever you're ready to do that application, we can always do it, so that's not an issue. Okay, cool. Now it's reflecting the $299. Okay, so to secure that one, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
I think Visa.
Okay, cool. So I'll repeat it to you for accuracy, and then I'll read what's called that voice verification. Once again, once the payment goes through, you're going to receive your terms and conditions. Everything will get – you'll have all your invoices, everything before we get off the line. And then you're also going to receive an invitation call for the onboarding for tomorrow at, it is, say, 5:30, right? Okay. All right. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready, and I'll enter that into the system for you.
4447.
Okay.
9628.
Okay.
8514.
Okay.
9124.
All right. And expiration month and year?
0228.
0228. Okay. Give me one second. And what is the security code?
014.
014. Okay. Sounds good. So I'm going to go ahead and also send you they're going to ask me for a security question. As far as security question, they have three options: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you say?
Where I was born in.
You were born in? Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Give me 1 second. I'll put that. So what city were you born in?
Valdosta, Georgia.
Augusta?
Valdosta.
Okay. Do you know how to spell that?
V-A-L-D-O-S-T-A.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So when anybody calls you from us, Local Splash, you know, they have to know that security question and answer. So just to make sure it's us. Also, right now, you should have received an invoice. So let me know if you received that as well. It should be for the amount that we charge for that $299. So let me know if you got that. And then also, I'm sending you as well an email with an onboarding call for tomorrow. I got the jock at Coastal Roofing. Gotcha. Roofing, GA. Okay. So let me know if you got, did you get that invoice, and did you also get that invitation by chance through email or text message?
3 seconds.
Let's sure.
See here. I got the credentials for the dashboard to log in.
Okay, cool. You got that?
Verified information call later. Got the invoice.
You got the invoice. Okay, sounds good. So I'm doing a couple things for you right now. I'm sending you my direct contact information through text message. My name is Chris. You're also, you know, more than welcome to call me at any time. So I also sent you an invitation for the onboarding call tomorrow. It's going to be at 5:30 p.m., and that's for the technician to go over all your keywords. If you want to tag on that application, just let me know or I'll text you before your onboarding call. If not, you can always wait, you know, in the near future. Whenever you're ready, you know, at the end of the day, because, you know, if you're ready to take on those leads, you know, the application might take maybe 2 to 3 weeks before you start taking on those leads. Why? Because once again, they do the background check and everything. So I just want to make sure you understand the process, right? The placement, we can start working on that like ASAP. When it comes to that application, since they do the background check, everything else on Google, then that's going to take, you know, a few weeks to go into fruition. And then once you're approved, then you'll get charged for those leads, okay? So whenever you're ready for that, you can let me know by tomorrow or, you know, next week or whenever you see some traction for this, you'll be good to go for that. So just want to give you that heads up. It's... you know, a year discrepancy whenever you want, okay? All right. And then one of the things I wanted to ask you here is, let's see. So you got everything that I just mentioned, right? The invoice, everything, right? Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So we're going to read this verification, voice verification. This is, once again, for your protection, and it's one thing that we have to do since we're Google partners. And then when I'm walking you through this, if there's something that you don't understand or you don't, you know, kind of like know what I'm talking about, you can say, hey, Chris, please stop. And then I'll be able to kind of get that clarified for you, okay? So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance that outlines the service agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Coastal Roofing.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Huh?
Please state your name and your title within the business, meaning are you a manager, are you the owner?
Yeah. Jarquez Alexander, I'm the owner.
Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
Meaning, are you using your own card, like credit card?
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Because, you know, you never know. Okay. All right. So it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is very important, Jock, to actively be involved in your campaign. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes, definitely.
Yep, okay, cool. Thank you. Now, as increased visibility, please be advised there may be calls from third-party vendors. They're unrelated to local Splash. So that's why we provided you that security question. So in case someone else calls you and tries to sell you something or they say, hey, we're local Splash, all you got to ask them, hey, what city was I born in? Everybody in the company should know that, okay? So that way we're securing your account and it's only us that's managing your account, right? So now, with that being said, it's also saying, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? What that means is, for example, if you sign up for another company or you try to take on a new type of service, you know, just let us know the reason why is we don't want you to pay for something that we're already doing for you. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
As far as SEO. So is that okay with you?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, okay, awesome. So with that being said, since we didn't get the Google Verified application to you, I'll skip this part. It's just asking if you agree to provide business insurance or license for the Google Guaranteed application. But since you're doing that down the road or whenever, you can always let me know, and I'll go over that part when that time comes. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, and this is for the local map section optimization. This is to get you on voice-activated searches, Yelp. This is also to get your programming on Apple Maps, and then also the platform on directories as well, right? So these are other directories that Google indexes to make sure you're ranking. So with that being said, you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you have to do is call client support. So that number that I texted you, the 877-635-6225, my extension is 247, but you can call that number, you know, if you have any questions or concerns, right? So that's pretty much it as far as what we do. Tomorrow, the only thing we have left to do is just that onboarding call. Please, if anything changes, Jock, let me know. I'll reschedule that call for you. But I put enough information for the technician to really go over the account with you and make sure that we're getting you optimized for you to come up on the first page in that map section, okay? Once again, once you're ready to take on those leads, then all you would charge you that $250 for Google's application, and that goes directly to Google for the background check, you know, everything that we literally submit an application for you. And that way they approve it. Once you're approved, then you can start taking on those leads, right? But that's if you want to do that tomorrow, I'll text you. If not, just, you know, whenever you're ready, we can always get you going for that. But everything's pretty much going here, Jock. So tomorrow the appointment is, once again, at 5:30. And once we get that going, then obviously we'll get start the optimization and get your ranking on that first page. And one other thing that I do suggest, okay, please, and it, like, hear me out on this because I love to give suggestions, but sometimes a lot of clients don't hear it. You have good reviews already. You got 3 solid reviews, right, on Google. So one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to give you a review tool, which is it's going to be a link that you could send over to your clients to get reviews on there, okay? Please, once again, this is going to be a game changer. Get reviews, even if it's family, friends, it doesn't matter. Google's not going to go in there and verify every single review, but the more reviews you have, I promise you, you're going to outrank a lot of these clients, hands down.
Right.
But you got to work on those reviews. So just get as many as possible after you're done with the job or even your past clients or even friends or family. Hey, give me a quick review. They don't even have to write anything. All they have to do is put 5 stars. So just, you know, kind of food for thought, okay? All right. Well, we're all good here, Jock. Enjoy the time with your baby, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:30, okay?
Oh, yeah. And then how long you said it would take to be on there?
Oh, we're going to get programming right away. So as far as, you know, you have your Google Business Profile, I would say 2 to 3 weeks, 4 weeks tops to get you ranking on there for sure. But, yeah, it'll be quick. So by the time you're, like, you know, people don't know, tax season's coming up. So that's going to be a game changer. And once you're ranking there, it's going to be game over. For the leads, once again, the sooner the better. That way, when you're ready to take on those leads, you already have your application approved. See what I mean? So if you want to do that tomorrow, I'll text you before your onboarding call. Let me know if it's within the budget. We'll charge you that $250 so that we can also onboard you for that, okay? But once you get that approved, while you're getting leads from the map section on Google, once you get that approved and then you're in the peak time for the business, because peak time's around the corner. Like, people always sleep on things. once you're there, then you're going to be rocking and rolling, because you're going to get those leads directly from Google. So just food for thought, something you should think about, you know, when you're doing this for your business, you know. Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Awesome. You too, Jock. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good, buddy. Thank you all.
Thank you.